In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Perhaps you are familiar with C.S. Lewis' work, The Screwtape Letters. One notable quote is that as the senior tempter is writing to the junior tempter, he says that some of the most fertile ground for temptation is on the very steps of the altar. Of course, that is something that you and I already knew. But it really makes no difference where, when, or how temptation comes. It most surely will come to you and to me as the people of God. During this, the first week of the season of Lent, called Invocavit, we heard this past Sunday how Jesus faced temptation. We heard that again today in the Holy Gospel. But Jesus not only faced temptation, but he fought it successfully and powerfully with the Word of God, as he responded to the evil one by saying, "It is written." And of course, we know that Satan fled. And the writer to the Hebrews reminds us that because Jesus himself suffered and was tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. And that means you and me. But we also have to confess that at times we think that we can survive on our own. After all, most of us here are called by God, or will be called by God, to the highest office. We handle the very mysteries of God. We are immersed in the scriptures, in the original languages, no less. We are dressed in clerical collars with chains and crucifixes around our necks, wearing fine vestments. But even though we occupy the highest office, nonetheless, we face all manner of temptation, sometimes even the lowest and the basest temptation. And we fall. Yes, we sin. The season of Lent gives us the opportunity to once again hear that wonderful invitation of our Lord as we heard in today's Holy Gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Yes, repent and believe. And indeed, we realize that there is much for which we need to repent. The many sins, as we confessed earlier, of thought and word and deed in our hearts, in our lives. Repent, our Lord says. Turn to me. Confess. Unburden yourselves. Feel that sorrow over your sin because we have sinned against the one who created us. Repent, our Lord says, and believe the gospel, the good news that Jesus Christ came for us and for our sin. And when we, during the Lenten season, hear that wonderful story of our salvation, as we have heard so many times before, but when we hear it again, we realize that this is our story, that our Lord Jesus Christ came for us, that he gave himself into suffering and death on the cross for us. And when he rose from the grave, he rose as the victor over the power of Satan and death. Now we have the wonderful newness of life. And when we walk past the baptismal font back there, the water and the Word of God mean new life for us. We have the privilege now of repenting for our sin and knowing that we are truly forgiven by our gracious and loving God. And our Lord Jesus Christ, who defeated Satan's temptation and power, he is our strength. His word is our shield and weapon against the evil one. We are not helpless and alone, because we have the Word of God, which is the power of God. And as that Word of God reminds us, the grass may wither and the flower falls away, but the Word of God remains and abides forever. And that word is the strength of our lives. Today it is my privilege to be the celebrant as we begin a new quarter, a spring quarter here at the seminary. And as we receive God's gifts, we are strengthened by these gifts, not only for the beginning of a new quarter, but for our daily lives as the people of God. For in our daily lives, we face that daily struggle against the evil one. Every one of us does. But we also know, as the Reformation hymn states, for us fights the valiant one, the very one whom God selected to come to us to be our Savior. Today, he feeds and nourishes us with his own body and blood, assuring us of our forgiveness, strengthening us against temptation, and reminding us and enabling us to truly depart in his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.